Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to every one that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Humanly speaking, there may have been something for this learned scholar to be ashamed of in the gospel. After all, it was the gospel of one who hanged on a tree as a common criminal. His teachings were everywhere spoken against. His followers were, by and large, made up of the most common people, lowly and despised. Yet this man, who had studied in the great universities of Tarsus, at the feet of their most gifted teachers, had only one concern, that his life never shame the gospel. He himself was never ashamed of it. Why? To put it on the positive side, why was Paul proud of the gospel of Christ? Because the power of the living God was working through the gospel to bring salvation to all who believed. What does the word gospel mean? Simply stated, it is good news. It is the good news of God concerning His Son. It is the gospel of the glory of Christ and of the grace of God. It is the gospel of your salvation and the gospel of peace. The last book of the Bible calls it the eternal gospel. In Romans 1:15, the Apostle Paul says, "As much as is in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are in Rome also." Some newer translations say, "To the extent of my ability, I am eager to preach the gospel to you that are in Rome." Now let's just settle back for a minute and reflect on that. Is that your testimony? Or are you like I am? From time to time, you find yourself less than eager to share the gospel with others. Do you leave the breakfast table some mornings with little eagerness to share Christ with those who will cross your path that day? What do you do about that? Get mad at yourself? What good will that do? Feel ashamed of yourself? How will that help? I'll tell you something that may help. Why not go to the Lord and talk over the whole thing with Him? He'll understand. Tell Him all about your coldness of spirit and lack of zeal for the gospel. Then take a bold step. Ask Him to begin to work in your heart and give you an eager spirit. Tell Him you don't expect it overnight, but ask Him to build it into your life patiently and deeply. That you can do. He will be glad to help you. It is much more on His heart than it is on yours. You can count on Him. Soon, this universal good news will have its proper priority in your life. May God bless you as you fill your life with His Word.